Welcome to Ranger Stories, a fascinating insider's look at America's national parks that ring New York Harbor. This episode introduces you to New York Harbor's answer to Yellowstone, a collection of 11 parks known as Gateway National Recreation Area that offer metropolitan area residents outstanding outdoor recreation and a wild and wonderful experience of the natural world. More information is available at nyharborparks.org. The website of the National Parks of New York Harbor Conservancy.
My name is Dave Taft, and I am the district ranger of the Jamaica Bay Wildlife Refuge at Gateway National Recreation Area. Around the late 1960s, the National Park Service was concerned that New Yorkers were not able to experience some of the crown jewels that the Park Service offers. Many people can't visit Yellowstone or the Grand Canyon, so the Park Service endeavored to open a park called Gateway National Recreation Area where a crown jewel could exist in a local neighborhood. Gateway is made of many parts: Sandy Hook in New Jersey, Jamaica Bay Unit in Queens and Brooklyn, and Staten Island, which is in Staten Island. They surround the New York Harbor. They're a part of it. And in fact, the name Gateway initially comes from the fact that Sandy Hook facing northward and Breezy Point facing eastward form a gateway into the New York Harbor that literally physically forms sort of a barrier through the harbor area. We like to think of Gateway also as a gateway to understanding of the natural and the Park Service values that it was initially preserved for. Gateway National Recreation Area preserves all kinds of resources. You might go to see the oldest working lighthouse on the east coast at Sandy Hook, and then travel to see one of the largest shorebird migrations on the east coast at the Jamaica Bay Wildlife Refuge. That's all within the scope of what we call Gateway National Recreation Area. It's about 26,000 acres. It's significant in that it was the first really truly urban national recreation area within the National Park Service. And it preserves all kinds of things. It can be a historic object or a historic time period, like for example the early aviation history preserved at Floyd Bennett Field. It could be a recreational experience, like the beach at Reese Park, which still serves for many, many New Yorkers as the public beach to head to. It's the cleanest water in all of New York City, and a beautiful old boardwalk set up by Robert Moses and still attracts thousands of visitors every weekend as it did back in the 1930s and 40s. Leaves do change, they fall. There's the pleasure of walking through a fresh snowy field at a wildlife refuge or at Floyd Bennett Field. You'd be the first person to put footprints into that snow in many cases. Spring rolls around. The very, very earliest parts of spring are so spectacular. Those early red maple flowers in late February, or maybe the first calls of red-winged blackbirds, or even in late February on warm days, if you go to Big John's Pond, say, you can hear the very first spring peepers calling. And it's a very lonely call in the middle of a very bleak landscape. And just a month later, in the end of March, you would go out to Big John's Pond and you can't hear your friend talking to you for the chorus of these spring peepers, which are little tiny tree frogs, each one about the size of your thumbnail. But the chorus of them all is deafening. After the spring peepers, you could do any number of things: hear gray tree frogs calling, watch the warbler migrations in the Big John's Pond area, or maybe the North Garden or South Garden. And then after that comes the later part of spring, wildflower season. Each of these things occurs and then fades out into the next one in a very, very graceful thing. And people who love being outdoors and love the wildlife refuge or love just experiencing the natural world wherever they are at Gateway find all kinds of pleasure and all kinds of beauty there. It's a subtle thing. It is a crown jewel in its own way. I mean, it's in every way as significant as anything I've ever found at Yellowstone or the Grand Canyon. It plays a very different role, and sometimes the beauty is somewhat hidden. But, as a New Yorker, you can really understand the value of the preservation of these systems. As damaged as they might seem, nature and the natural world still continues on in its own rhythm, having adapted to the human presence in the area. It's a very pretty thing to watch. And, you know, the seasons at the Wildlife Refuge and the seasons at Gateway in general, it's a stage and it's a theater for everyone to be at. You can watch this at any point in the season and still find some wonderful, wonderful natural sightings.